Hello, I'm Christine Crabtree, one of the ministers in the Bradford North Circuit. Welcome to this meditation for Easter Saturday. Because Easter Saturday is a place of waiting, a place of hoping, a place of thinking and reflection. If you've been following through the meditations for Holy Week, you will have read that when Jesus was preparing to wash the disciples' feet, he took off his outer garment. And we were told that this outer garment could be a sign of status in that society, to remind people who you were. Jesus takes that off and takes the place of a servant as he washes his disciples' feet. And then on Good Friday, he is stripped further as he is nailed to the cross, and soldiers share his clothes among themselves. We're reminded of the words of Job: "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will return there." And to quote Charles Wesley, Jesus emptied himself of all but love and bled for Adam's helpless race. There was nothing he could offer but himself. And in that self-offering, he was acceptable to God. We are called to respond by offering ourselves in the same way, not our status, not the things that we have achieved, not the empires that we have built, not our Twitter followers, but ourselves, just as we are. And God, who loves us, finds us acceptable as we are. He loves us. He receives us through what Jesus has done for us. And so we move from the cross into this Easter Saturday, this place of waiting. Normally, we know that we only have to wait a further day until Easter Sunday when we can celebrate. But of course, the disciples did not know that. They did not know that at the time. For them, they thought that everything had come to an end, that Jesus was dead and gone, that their lives too were in danger. They did not know what the future had for them. And they were forced by the Sabbath to sit and wait. They could not leave and walk away, but were forced to be together in that waiting place, waiting for the Sabbath to be over so that the women could prepare the body for its proper burial, waiting for whatever action they might decide to take. We too are in a place of waiting. We are waiting for the pandemic to end. We are waiting to be rid of that fear. We want to return to our churches, to our daily lives. We are waiting to hug family and friends. We are waiting to return to work. We are waiting to be able to take a walk in the countryside, to talk to neighbours on the street. We are waiting to go and do the normal things, like go to the cinema or go shopping. Some, of course, are waiting with family and friends who are ill. Some have loved ones in hospital and they are waiting for news, unable to go in and visit them. Others have lost loved ones and haven't been able to say goodbye as they would wish. And so they are waiting to be able to hold a celebration service and say their goodbyes in a fitting way. They are waiting for some kind of closure for their loss. NHS workers are waiting for an end. They are exhausted, pushed beyond their limits. They are waiting for an end to come so that they can have rest, so that they can have some headspace from what has happened. And we are all waiting for an end to the fear. But in our waiting space, there have been good things too, things to be thankful for. We have been able to hear the bird song instead of having it drowned out by traffic. We've been able to take some space for ourselves, space from the usual routine and rush. We've been able to clear out cupboards, to spend time tidying up the garden, to have perhaps a deeper conversation, whether face to face with someone at home, or on Zoom, or on the phone. We've been able to take time for those things, to reconnect with family and friends, instead of rushing from one thing to another. People have spoken to neighbours that they hadn't spoken before, and they volunteer to help with shopping and to bring things that are needed. And people have volunteered by their hundreds and thousands to help with the NHS, to take people to hospital appointments, to bring food to people in their communities. These are good things to give thanks for in this waiting space. And we've also been praying, not dependent on church services, but at home on our own, connecting with God, enjoying that space to be with God, enjoying the company of God, as God enjoys our company. And sometimes in that space, no words need to be said. We can be silent and enjoy that sense of God's presence in this waiting space. We do not know how long this waiting will go on. We do not know how long the lockdown will continue. We do not know how long it will take for infections to peak and then begin to drop away. But we do know that Jesus will come to us, into our homes that are locked, not for fear of the authorities, as in the disciples' time, but for fear of the virus. He will come through those locked doors. He will come to be with us so that we can be with him. He will come to say, "Peace, be still, do not be afraid." He will come to embrace us and to equip us. He will come to ask us to set down some things that we have been holding, whether that's been status, or habit, or fear, or duty. He will ask us to put those things down in order that we might take up the new things that he wants to give to us, the new gifts that he has been preparing for us, that we might, at the right time, be sent out into the world again, a people who have been renewed and recreated to be his people in our places, in his name. He will come. He will gift us. And he will send us. For we are his people. And he has called us to work with him in the shaping of the kingdom. May we be ready. May we receive. May we be sent out for him. God bless you in this waiting space. Amen.